This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether it's the soon-to-be-departed American Idol or The Bachelor or Survivor, whose season finale is tonight, millions of people watch reality TV in this country. Just a relative handful play, of course. Max Dawson was on this season's Survivor, an opportunity he got in part because he used to teach a course at Northwestern University called The Tribe Has Spoken, Surviving TV's New Reality. I asked him how it all happened.
I started teaching the class in January 2012, and I got a call about a month into the class from someone saying, would you like to be on the show? When the idea was planted in my head, it suddenly seemed really logical. You know, I had studied reality TV. I had studied this show. Why not see if I could translate some of that knowledge into actually playing the game?
Okay, so here comes the indelicate question. If you were so well prepared, how come you're so voted off already?
I was voted off in the second week.
Yep.
And when I found myself out there, I came to the harsh realization that not everyone loves a know-it-all, that sometimes, you know, you have to learn to be able to ingratiate yourself into groups of people who you might not otherwise be friends with.
So the theme this year, this season, I guess, was white collar, blue collar, no collar. How do you think that affected how things went for you?
Well, given the general animosity that exists in our culture toward white collar people these days, white collar is synonymous with the 1%, the oppressor, the man. And Jeff Probst, on the first day when he told us what our tribe designations were, I bristled at it. Because to me, that was putting a target on our backs. You know, the blue collars were described as the hardworking, authentic Americans, the no collars as these, you know, delightful free spirits. And then there was the evil empire, the white collars. And I think that it was certainly something that we had to work against. It didn't help my game, I'll tell you that.
So Survivor, this is the 30th season of this show in the past 15 years. It came online with American Idol and some others. That are now fading away. How much longer do you think Survivor sticks around?
Well, it hasn't had the sustained popularity that Idol has, but Survivor has maintained a steady core audience of around 10 million viewers. It's really mainly a question, I think, of how long Jeff Probst is interested in going off to these far-flung locations and putting 18 reality TV lunatics through the paces of these challenges.
Well, so give me the thinking man's answer then to this next question, which is the role and the place of reality television in society today. I mean, you're a consultant for reality TV, you're a survivor, ba-doom boom, of reality television. Where does it place? What does it say about us that this is how we get our entertainment now?
Well, a lot of times people talk about a show like Survivor as being an X-ray, that we see the true, authentic nature of these contestants. I think that it also holds true for the audience. This current season, for example, had a number of instances of bullying that provoked conversations that also brought out a lot of ugliness in the audience. I see it as this great sociological experiment that not only allows us to be entertained, but forces us to confront things that we might not otherwise want to confront or that our entertainment might otherwise allow us to avoid.
Max Dawson, Survivor once and perhaps future. Max, thanks very much.
Thanks, Kai.